Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the General Council meeting of April 29th, 2019, beginning at 5:30. Council acknowledge and pay respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and/or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes. Item 1.0 is apologies, and we have an apology from Councillor Milburn. Item 2.0, declarations of interest. Do I have any declarations of interest in any items in this meeting?
You do, Mayor.
Councillor Murphy.
In items 5.4 and 8.3.
5.4 and 8.3. Thank you. Any other declarations of interest? Item 3.1, confirmation of minutes. Item 3.1.1, the Council meeting minutes of the 25th of March. Do I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Councillor Hollister.
Second.
Councillor Jarman. Councillor Hollister.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Nothing further.
Any comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
Aye.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2 is public question time. Item 3.2.1 is responses to questions raised at prior meetings. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please? Councillor Perry.
Second it.
Councillor Laycock. Councillor Perry.
Just in the report. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Nothing further.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. We have item 3.2.2 is questions on notice from the public with the recommendation on page 21. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Perry, thank you. Do I have a seconder, please?
You do, Mayor.
Councillor Laycock, thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Just another lengthy report and nothing further to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Any comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.3 is questions without notice from the public. Members of the public are invited to ask questions in accordance with Council's public question time policy. A member of the public who wishes to ask a question is asked to state their name and address prior to asking their question, and a reminder that a maximum of 2 questions per person is permitted with a maximum of 3 minutes per person. If time permits, a 3rd question will be allowed if all other members of the community who have wanted to ask a question have done so. Responses to questions won't be debated, and the Chair's ruling is final. Thank you. Thank you.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steel Street, Devonport. Harmony Day was well attended, with 9 food stalls for the public to enjoy while watching some cultural dancing on the marketplace stage. Question: what functions has Devonport City Council booked in the mall for our rate-paying shop owners? If you like, you can do that one in writing.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. We will do that.
Question 2. In light of the gas bottle explosions in Paris, would Devonport City Council care to take the lead and liaise with our emergency services, gas suppliers and business owners to have a safety survey done of the large and multiple gas cylinders in the CBD?
Mr. Russell, I'm sure there are protocols in place, but I might defer to my general manager or put that in writing. We will respond to that in writing, do some investigation and respond in writing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, Trevor Smith, 7 Glen Court, Devonport. With over 165 full-time staff plus casuals employed by the Devonport Council, who was responsible for stopping people from camping and having their washing on display, photo included, at the Coles Beach car park? Obviously your signage has been ignored by the tourists that stayed here recently. Why do the council local residents have to put up with this issue not being policed?
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Before the tiles were removed in January from the western end of the Splash Aquatic Indoor 25 metre pool, there was signage glazed onto the tiles similar to the eastern end, with warnings of the depth of the pool plus warning not to dive into the water. When will this signage be replaced for the safety of the public?
Thank you, Mr. Smith. I'll take that on notice.
Malcolm Gardam, 4 Baymont Drive, Mondetta. On page 11 of the current agenda, I asked of councillors question 2, is it true that the council is offering discounted hire rates for its conference and meeting bookings and thereby openly and unfairly competing with local privately run venues? Council's response was, the council has a room hire schedule that includes commercial and community rates for conferences, for conference and meeting room bookings. Clearly this response avoids the question entirely on three fronts. One, it hasn't addressed the conference centre hire rates. Two, it doesn't address the question as to any discounting of the established hire rates. And three, provides no insight as to whether council may be engaging in a discounting strategy in relation to hire rates. Accordingly, I therefore repeat the slightly amended question in that, is it true that the council is offering discounted hire rates for its conference facilities and meeting room bookings and thereby potentially competing unfairly with local privately run venues of similar sized bookings? Are you discounting rates? Was the original question.
Mr. Gardam, you're going to allow me to answer your question? We have always had a policy of having discounted rates for community groups, and that continues. Thank you.
The question is, are you discounting the schedule of rates?
Asked and answered, Mr. Gardam.
You haven't answered the question for commercial?
Mr. Gardam, I've already intimated that I will not debate with you. Do you have a second question?
I do.
Thank you.
On page 153 of the current agenda, under Fairbrother Proprietary Limited, Hotel Update, item 6, summary, it states, in addition to this, the land sale agreement is now executed with the deposit requirement now fulfilled. Will Council confirm that the land sale to Fairbrother remains as being 2,315 square metres for a sale price of $1,180,000?
Yes.
No change?
Not as far as I understand.
No change, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll foreshadow a third question.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Bob Vellacott, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. Mayor, I've been informed, among other things, Council provide an in-kind assistance in the form of staff time working with TAFE, the State Government and Providore Place to establish the Drysdale facility in Devonport, that is in the Food Pavilion. Could you please inform, Mayor, do you know what the expected commencing annual rent on the occupation of the premises will be? Do you know what the rent will be?
I do know, yes.
You do know, mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Will that be made public?
I'll need to defer to my general manager. We will need to confer with TASTAFE before we can do that.
I think you will be able to, because it's well known now. Thank you. I was just going to say that if you didn't know, I'd be able to inform you.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Mr. Vellacott. Okay. Thank you.
The second question would be, what it will be the percentage of the amount that TAFE will be paying will go straight to council. Will that occur? Or will it, there, under the circumstances, there?
Well, the lease is between council and TAFE, is my understanding.
Pardon?
The lease is between council and TAFE, is my understanding, or the lease will be when it's executed.
It'll be made public, but...
You told me you already have that information, Mr. Vallacott.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions from members of the public? No one else? Mr. Russell.
The Best Street entrance to the multi-storey car park has a small canopy over it with the words entry on it. The roof on it is made of the same or similar panelling as the cladding on the Paranapple Centre. Three of these five panels are broken. Could Devonport City Council please look into having these replaced?
I'll take that on notice. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've just had information that we are aware of it and it's underway. Thank you.
Trevor Smith back again. Could you please tell me what this council is going to do about the coastal erosion where the old clay target range was situated? High tides and rough seas are taking a toll on this area at Coles Beach. Will this problem be fixed sooner rather than later? Picture included as well.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Certainly coastal erosion is part of our what we're looking at the moment, but I'll answer that specifically in writing. Thank you. Mr. Gardam.
Question three. On page 12 of the current agenda, I asked of councillors question seven. According to Councillor Perry and the DCC Facebook page, the hotel has been 100% privately funded by local construction and development firm Fairbrother Proprietary Limited, and I emphasise, without any council subsidy. However, the section of the Harris Scarf site was purchased at about $1,705 a square metre and has been sold to Fairbrother for about $509 a square metre. Accordingly, does council not see this as a form of subsidy? Council's response again does not address the question as to why this is not seen as a council subsidy. It is estimated that about 630 square metres of the Harris Scarf site sold to Fairbrother amounts to a ratepayer loss of about $753,480 for a section of property always expected, according to council, to be utilised for a new hotel. Where else can a developer purchase developed land by the square metre at an undeveloped land value? Despite several written responses from council that hotel-specific costs borne by council would be a consideration in the hotel private apartment's land sale, there is no evidence of that in the disclosed sale price. I repeat the question in that, does council not see the approximate $750,000 reimbursement shortfall borne by ratepayers and just for the Harris Scarf section of the land transfer to Fairbrother as not being a form of council subsidy?
Mr. Garland, that question has already been asked and answered and I'm not going to accept it. Thank you.
Thank well, you, you didn't answer Thank it last time, so why should you now?
Thank you, Mr. Garland. Mr. Vallacott?
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor Rockcliffe, I note it was reported in the Advocate of the 27th of March 2019 that at the 25th of March council meeting, and I quote, Councillor Leon Perry applauded as Ms. Clare berated the Mayor and Council. And as reported, I also quote, Councillor Peter Hollister called Mrs. Clare a liar. Mayor, because I am not permitted to ask the Councillor Perry what is correct, will you ask what he was applauding, Ms. Clare for berating you, or was it another appalling act, unbecoming of a councillor, in slow clapping a ratepayer asking questions? has resorted to that sort of thing previously. And would you ask Councillor Hollister to please inform all present why he called Mrs. Clare a liar? Mayor, can I suggest it would be reasonable, a reasonable request, that you insist that both councillors Perry and Hollister apologise publicly to Miss Jenny Clare?
I'm not accepting that question, Mr. Vellacott. I have already dealt with that matter internally, and I'm sure that, those sort of behaviours will be considered very carefully in future. Thank you.
So they're hiding behind the Mayor's robe, so you're hiding them behind.
The questions are to the Mayor or the General Manager, Mr. Vellacott, and I have answered. Thank you. There being no further questions from the public, we will move on to item 3.3, which is questions on notice from councillors, of which there are none. Item 4.0, there are no planning authority matters to be dealt with at this point. Item 5.1 is a review of our strategic plan, 2009 to 2030, with the recommendation on page 38. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that,
Thank
Mayor.
You, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Jarman.
This is a very comprehensive plan. It's something this council does very well in the way that they formulate this and put it together. We did a lot of community consultation, which was very interesting at the time. But I find that this is a good plan going forward. It's certainly something that every council is now learning that they must have a forward plan and to go through it and review it when they do, and that's exactly what we've done. And I know we commented when we were looking at this before, but the photos are incredible. Thank you.
Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add, but totally agree with what Councillor Jarman has been saying. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close. Oh, sorry, Councillor Jarman to close.
Right. And I just will point out our living lightly on the environment, our goal one. I'm really pleased it is our first goal because it's very important, and going forward in the future, it's going to be even more important. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.2 is a tender report for contract CT0198 for Mersey Bluff Pedestrian Links. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Murphy, thank you. Councillor Jarman.
This is very important. It's a little bit personal and close to home. I actually have someone that's down at Mewcroft and they were asking about this just the other day, so it's really important that we find that people are going to benefit from us doing this and doing it so well. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Yes, I agree with Councillor Jarman. It's probably one of the better plans come out of Council of late. I think it's going to be a valuable asset moving forward in that precinct.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed, thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.3 is unconfirmed minutes of the shared audit panel of the 26th of March 2019 with the recommendation on page 64. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy.
That.
Councillor Perry. Councillor Murphy.
Yes, it's all in the report there. There is still some actions to be done, but moving forward, we'll tackle these.
Thank you. Councillor Perry?
No, nothing further to add. Councillor Murphy's covered it adequately. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman, do you have your light on?
Oh, sorry.
No? No comments, questions? Councillor Murphy to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.4, Waterfront Park Expressions of Interest Construction Contractors. Alderman Councillor Murphy has declared an interest. Thank you. We have the recommendation on page 75. Do I have a mover, please?
I'll move that.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hollister. Councillor Perry.
No, it's all in the report. We've got it back to four construction companies, all reputable construction companies, and we push on with the tide of optimism that's out there in the community supporting us, and I can't wait for it to happen. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister.
Thank you, Mayor. It's four good construction companies there. We should get some good tender prices out of it.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Yeah, just a question, if I may, through you to perhaps the General Manager. So I certainly understand what this process is and that we're going forward. However, it just says at the end here, the report recommends that all four companies who responded to be invited to proceed to the next phase. The next phase will be some changes, yeah. Perhaps?
Through you, Madam Mayor. The process is that when the construction drawings are completed, and there'll be further detail provided to Council through workshop processes in the coming weeks. That documentation would then be provided to those four companies to provide a formal tender submission.
Thank you. That's good news.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Moving on to item 5.5, surplus property disposal of 45 to 47 Stewart Street, Devonport.
So moved.
We have several different options, mm-hmm. Including, I might just mention option three. There are, it's got A to F, I think, A to E, but however, option three is really only the first part of that, is number A. It was just a transposition error, as you can see up there on the screen. So just drawing your attention to that. Councillor Laycock, you have a motion option.
Yes, I didn't know, Mayor. Have you got a seconder?
I'm just asking which option.
Oh, you want to know the option first. Okay. Yes. 3A, Mayor.
Option yes, three. Please. Second.
Option three. It's just three. Yeah. So it's just retain the property. Yeah. Option is Councillor Laycock and Councillor Jarman. Okay. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. This really is a beautiful building, and I'd particularly like to see Council hang on to it for a little bit longer and work on what we're going to do with it. It could be that it comes back to be sold in the future, but I think that we need to put a bit of time in on it because it's a prime location in the CBD, and I'm thinking that, as we all know, Devonport's expanding at the rate of knots, and we've got a real prime piece of real estate here, as well as a beautiful building. Now, in the meantime, I'd like to think that we might be able to, rather than just put it out for commercial lease, we might be able to be a little bit more proactive with this and advertise from expressions of interest from perhaps some companies and businesses in Launceston and Hobart that might like a smaller venue. And I'll just mention Mona, and some people might say, well, why would they want a small premise like the art gallery? You'd be surprised what they're looking for. And it could be just something like that, that some of their people just see that advertised and then put in that expression of interest. So therefore, we could lease it and sell it when, the price of real estate goes up, which it is every other day. So I was also told today that Mona are looking for a larger property on the northwest coast. So there are opportunities there. And I think by being proactive, that's a really good start. But in the meantime, I know we have recreational facilities within our city, but I just see this as a beautiful little space that we might be able to do something with. I remember years ago on council when we had, I think, International Women's Day and a Women's Local Government Conference, some of the men around the table said, what about the men? Well, at this particular time, the guys have got men's sheds, and I just think they're the best things that we've ever had in the community, because it's somewhere for men to go that need to be together to do whatever they want to do, just to talk and have a cup of tea, or to you know, put their hands on with tools and just make something. There's nowhere for women. That's the point I'm leading up to. Over the last couple of years, I've had two or three women approach me and say, what is there within Devonport, a women's space? And I just see this as a very intimate little building that we could do something with, that would be welcome within our community. I know we've got chat and choose, but these women are not really interested in doing craft and that. They just want somewhere where they can go and talk for whatever their problems are amongst one another. They're women, two of the four were women from interstate, and it's just a nice little area, because there's only a very small kitchenette there, that they can make a coffee and sit down and make friends and get into our community a little bit more than what they are. Unless they're playing a sport, it's very difficult for them to become part of a community if there's nowhere for them to meet. So it could be something like that. It could be a wellness centre for women. Who knows? But of course, I mean, I'm not saying exclude the men, so please don't get thumping me on the arm before I finish. But I think it's a good space for something like that. As I said, I know we've got recreational centres, but it could be somewhere for a yoga class, the council run, or Tai Chi, things like that on a smaller scale. That would bring our community in, and I think that's terribly important. It's right in the centre. I certainly would never, under any circumstance, vote for the toilets to be removed, because, and I know that's not part of option three, number A, but that's really is needed there in that part of the city, whether we've got to do them up or not's another story. So, look, that's the reason I want to retain it at this stage. We can probably make more money out of it, but if we do think outside the square, and we're pretty good at that with what we've done with the city, have a look at that to see what we could get on board with those expressions of interest, or do something in the meantime for our people. You're not under contracts then if you've got something like a wellness centre there, just somewhere where people can come together. I'll give you a very quick example of that. I got involved with some people at the migrant English class down at the library. Councillor Jarman knows what I'm going to say, and met some beautiful people. And then through Karen's department, we were able to get a room at the Rec Centre, and it's now called the International Cafe, where people from various countries come together once a month. They bring their food and their coffee, and it's the loveliest place to be to hear these people get together. On a nice day, you'll find them down at Coles Beach, and that's how they put a sign on the door, so if anybody comes along, they know where they can find that group. That's terribly important, that these people are able to migrate and to be here in our community. But we've also got to look after our own people that live here. We talk about mental health every other day, and it's terrible to be in a city, in a town, when you're on your own. Some of these people, two of these ladies moved, and one of their husbands passed away, and they really didn't get a chance to make friends. So I think this is important. We step back here, take some time, and really workshop this, and have a closer look at it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Jarman.
I'll be blunt. I usually like to sell things, but this art gallery is one of the most amazing buildings we've got. So I'd like to see us hold on to it for a little bit longer to see what we can put it to better use. It's been amazing as our art gallery. It's got a lot of history. I suppose I'm a little bit more sentimental about it than I should be. And I'm certainly aware that we have a lot of debt. But this I would like to see us hold on to and not just sell it off quickly. We've certainly got a few issues too with the public toilets being there as well. I wouldn't like to see that separated and sold off as a separate title for the moment, but we certainly need our public toilets in that spot. So I'm certainly liking us to hold on to it, and I think some of your ideas are lovely, Lynn. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister.
I'm all for... now investigating what can be done with the building. It costs us, I think, $35,000 a year just to keep it there, whether we use it or not. So I think we don't want to drag this on too long. I think if it's going to sit there and just deteriorate, well, we need to look at it again.
Thank you. Any other comment? Oh, Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I don't support retaining the building purely on in a mathematical sense. I note the assessed annual value of the property is $34,000, which would be below the mid-range return on investment for a property of that value. I think it's superfluous to requirements now that we've invested money into the entertainment centre and the new art gallery and associated facilities just behind us. And I also note that option one, which is the one I would have chosen in relation to maintaining toilet facilities in that part of town, option 1D, prior to finalising the sale, determine a new location for public toilets. So the potential loss of toilet facilities, that would be mitigated by that point in option 1. So I think from a purely economic and mathematical perspective, and the fact that we've got other facilities that have replaced it, I think it is superfluous to requirements and we need to get rid of it. So I won't be supporting the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Any other comments? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against?
No.
No. I'll ask for a show of hands. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Councillor Laycock, Councillor Murphy, Councillor Alexio, Councillor Hollister and Councillor Jarman. Those against? Councillor Perry, Councillor Rockliffe, Councillor Innes. The motion is passed. Thank you. Item 5.6, 92, Surplus Property Disposal, 92 Formby Road. The recommendation on page 1112 has a couple of options. Do I have a mover, please?
Move option one.
Thank you, Councillor
Jarman. I'll second with amendment if Councillor Jarman is happy with one.
Well, what would that be, Councillor Murphy?
That it include in B, in consultation with Council's real estate service provider, Michael Burr Real Estate, progress the sale of the land via public auction.
I've got no issue with that, because it can always go back to a sale.
That's correct,
yep.
Yeah. I think in the interest of transparency and taking into consideration that the valuation was done in 2017, I think it would be...
Can I just ask the General Manager to make comment on that?
Through you, Madam Mayor. The process would be, because of if this motion is passed, we will need to obtain a more recent valuation. But for the purposes of reporting to Council, I didn't see the point in expending more on valuations, because what you've got is a good indication.
Yeah.
But we will need to get a new valuation before we dispose of the property, if that's what Council decides.
I have a question in regards to the change, if that's all right.
I did too.
Go. Yeah. Well, so would we do it on the basis of consulting with our real estate agent, because they're going to give us best advice?
Can I...
Through you, Madam Mayor, the process is that would be what would happen.
Yeah.
That the real estate agent would actually advise Council in relation to the auction process.
Yeah. They're going to give us the current market of what's going to be expected. So do we... I mean, if we put in via public auction, that means they have to do it that way. But do we do it with
Councillor
a suggestion
Murphy,
of a public auction?
Are you happy to leave that with advice from our real estate agent?
I just put suggesting a public auction on the advice of the real estate agent.
Yeah, maybe. OK, we'll do it that way.
If that's all right.
I just think in the interest of transparency, I think a public auction in relation to this particular property, taking into consideration its profile and its location, would be suggesting
a preference.
Yeah,
Councillor's
that would be
preference
great.
Would be...
Is that all right with you, Councillor Murphy?
That's fine.
So Councillor's preference would be...
I just think it's best if we're putting it into the hands of the expert.
So just to seek clarification, option one with the change to B, option 1B, including the suggestion of a preference for public auction.
I'm happy with that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, so both the mover and the seconder are happy with that change? I will ask the mover to speak to the motion.
Well, I think
Thank
it's pretty
you.
Obvious of what we want to do. I'm pretty keen on... we certainly have assets that we need to dispose of, and this is one of them. I think this is going to be a property that would see quite a bit of interest, especially where it is, and I'd like to see that we would get the best price for it so that we can pay off some of our debt. Thank you.
Councillor Murphy.
I think Councillor Jarman summed it up pretty well.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister?
Yes, I'm in support of it as well. The only thing is I think it needs to be investigated a bit. I don't think anybody around this table realised that there was actually a basement underneath most of it. So,
good one, sir.
If you look down the hatch, you're about 6 foot down to dirt, so whether it's all dirt or whether there's rooms on one end or something, I don't know, but it needs to be investigated to see what the true value is.
Duly noted. Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, I understand we have a debt and it'd be nice to retire debt. Once again, this building is in a prime location. It's waterfront. I've been told that the telecom building is empty beside that building. So, you know, two together for a developer, it's a really good option for the future. Once again, probably will be sold in time to come. But I think that we should hang on to it and we should use the same thing as far as going out for some expressions of interest, headhunting some businesses that might like to take it on from out of our city. But I understand the motion that's on the board, but I will vote against it because I'd like us to hang on to it for a little bit longer, make some more money out of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those against?
Against.
I will ask for a show of hands. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Lee, Councillor Murphy, Councillor Perry, Councillor Rockcliffe, Councillor Alexio, Councillor Innes, Councillor Hollister and Councillor Jarman. Those against? Councillor Laycock. The motion is passed. Thank you. Carried. Item 6.1, workshops and briefings held since our last council meeting. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Perry. Councillor Jarman. Thank you. Councillor Perry.
It's an accurate reflection of the workshops and briefings we've held since the last meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Oh, we've been busy. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
I consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2, the Mayor's Monthly Report. Do I have a mover of the... Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Do I have
seconded.
A seconder? Councillor Murphy. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. I see where you met with the new Devonport Inspector. Could we have his name? That's testing.
Steve Jones.
Steve Jones, thank you. And secondly, I saw you met with Labor member Anita Dow. Was there any promises for election promises come through with what Anita?
Anita's our state.
Our state, yeah.
But was no, any, it was really just any, a catch up.
Just
no.
A catch up. Yep. I thought there might have been a follow up. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Yes, Mayor. I just. One omission, there's no visit to the Mersey Community Hospital.
Duly noted, nice. Councillor Murphy.
Nice.
It was actually the Burnie division, but I saw quite a bit of it, to be honest. are there any other comments or questions? Councillor Laycock, to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is the General Manager's report for April 2019. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please? Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder? Councillor Alexio, thank you. Councillor Hollister.
Just a quick question as to how the Auditor's Office updating is going.
Through you, Madam Mayor. That was a meeting originally as the start of the process for the annual audit, and the auditors are actually in the building this week. So that process has commenced. They'll be here again towards the end of June, and then back for the final audit, I believe, first week of September at this stage.
Thank you. Councillor Alexio? Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock, is your last
one? Oh, sorry, no.
Thank you. Councillor Perry?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'll just note in the General Manager's report, We received correspondence from Jane Ford, who essentially runs the library, and she made comment on incredible growth in our library since we've been in the Parramatta Apple Centre, and there's a raft of figures there to demonstrate that. So that's, I guess, one indication of the success, the transition from the old building to the new building. It's created a whole new, well, not a revolution, but a whole new raft of opportunities for young people and older people, and they're thriving on it and embracing it. So it's great to see. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister to close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.4, unconfirmed minutes of the Cradle Coast Authority Reps meeting on the 28th of February. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
I move.
Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder?
So seconded.
Councillor Murphy, thank you. Councillor Hollister.
As to whether the splitting from the tourism section to the, well, from the Cradle Coast Authorities, to whether it's going to impact on our fees to Cradle Coast Authority and another organisation?
At this stage, I guess I can respond as a board member. The expectation is that it won't. The amount of money that we have, that the individual councils put to Cradle Coast Authority, we intend to use in other ways, or it may reduce our contribution. That hasn't been finalised yet. Councillor Murphy.
Yeah, there's really not much further there. There's just in relation to the Tourism Transition Committee and the NRN committee expectations around cost reductions. Will we get some more detail from that later on, as it states here in the report? And when will that be?
There will be draft budgets for the next financial year that will be part of reporting the June meeting. Will come to councils for approval before it goes back to Cradle Coast Authority.
And through you, Madam Mayor, the Chairman and CEO of Cradle Coast is coming to the next workshop.
Right.
So questions that you have in relation to that can be asked directly to those two individuals.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Moving on to item 7.1, minutes of the Planning Authority Committee meeting of the 1st of April. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So move. Seconded.
Councillor Murphy. Councillor Perry.
Yeah, once again, an accurate reflection of what happened at that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Nothing further.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.2 is the minutes of the Planning Authority Committee meeting of the 8th of April. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Perry.
Second.
Councillor Laycock. Councillor Perry.
Once again, an accurate reflection of what happened at that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.3 is the Infrastructure Works Development Committee meeting of the 8th of April. Minutes of that meeting. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Hollister. Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. Look, I'll just point out, I'm really very pleased to see we've got this electrical vehicle integration plan. Look, again, it's forward thinking. I think this council's leading the way with this. I hope that other councils follow suit. Now, we don't rush into this thing, but it's, as I know, it's an integration plan. But it's certainly something that makes me very pleased about living lightly on the environment, as I pointed out before. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. I now need a mover to move into closed session, please. Thank you, Councillor Perry. Still have a seconder. Councillor Laycock. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Meeting closed at 6:15.